Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. The truth is found to be.
Welcome back, 23 After. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance, and lots of things that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Diana Furstgott-Roth is with us, folks. She's a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor. She is she writes for Real Clear Politics. She is a fellow with Manhattan Institute. She is also with the Hudson Institute. She's the author, co-author of The Feminist Dilemma, When Success Is Not Enough. We'll have to get you back on again, Diana, and talk about that sometime. And we're talking about some of the things that the government is doing, primarily the Obama administration, when he talks about jobs, wanting jobs, jobs, jobs all the time. You hear him talk about it all the time. Folks, the things that he's doing out of one side of his mouth is not the same thing as what's coming out of the other side. And Diana, you talked about regulations in the previous segment, but we don't have to go search through the boring regulatory archives to find examples of how his policies are hurting job creation. I mean, the card check bill, the unionization bill, which is anti-democratic. He pushed that for a full year in his first year in office. Obamacare. Small business owners are scared to death about Obamacare, and they're not going to hire anybody till they know how it's going to affect them. The National Labor Relations decision to try to put Boeing on the grill for building a brand new plant that didn't take any jobs away from anybody. Talking about rich people, on and on and on. This is putting a chilling effect on job creation, Diana.
It certainly is, and just look at the Interior Department, which is not approving permits for drilling in the Gulf of Mexico in deep water. That flow of permits has slowed down, just like the flow of oil. Or they're not renewing, the Interior Department isn't renewing Exxon's leases, even though Exxon has just made a substantial oil find in the Gulf of Mexico. The Boeing decision is really having a chilling effect.
That's
because
preposterous.
The NLRB is prosecuting Boeing for opening a new plant in North Charleston, South Carolina.
And hiring 2,000 workers. And Diana, that doesn't include the rippling effect that those 2,000 jobs will have, the compounding effect that those jobs will have for small businesses in South Carolina.
That's true. And I understand from a friend of mine in South Carolina, Boeing is funding the Heritage Golf Tournament in Hilton Head. That brings more funds elsewhere in the state. They're doing numerous community activities in the state like this. There's also a chilling effect of other companies that want to locate in unionized states. They take a look at Boeing. They say, look, if Boeing is attacked for leaving and opening another plant, actually Boeing did not leave, I should say. They have the same number of jobs in Washington State that they had before. But if I'm going to locate in Michigan, then if I'm attacked for opening another plant in Alabama, well, I'm not just going to locate in Michigan to begin
with. That's exactly right. And folks, this is, and I had someone,
and John, you haven't even talked about EPA.
Right. That's right. With the carbon dioxide ruling.
The carbon and then their new ozone rules, which is going to put 75% of counties in America out of compliance.
Explain that.
They have to cut back.
Explain that.
So if they tighten up the ozone regulations, it means that you cannot emit as much ozone. That means you can't have as many factories, you can't run your air conditioning as long, you can't fill up with gas as much. You have to have restrictions on your activities. That means less energy-intensive manufacturing in your county.
And folks, this is called governing by regulation, governing by agency rather than governing legislatively. Because let's be clear about something, Diana. The power of these agencies is available and is used by every president. President Bush used them, and President Clinton used them going all the way back. Obama's not, he hasn't created anything new. He hasn't invented anything new. The NLRB, I heard someone the other day, Diana, said, oh, that's not Obama, that's the NLRB. Those are separate people. Well, every NLRB is the wholly owned subsidiary of that administration.
Well, and plus the general, the general counsel of the NLRB, Leif Solomon, is the one who is bringing the charge against Boeing. If the president didn't like this, then he could replace his acting chief general counsel with another nominee to be chief general counsel.
So, folks, next week, apparently, or I'm not sure when, sometime in the next couple of weeks, President Obama is going to visit us with his job creation plan. And so, as you hear him talking about whatever it is he's going to come up with, and I hope it's great. We also have to temper that message with what's actually happening on the ground by his people, right, Diana?
We have to look at his speech very carefully and see what's in it, and we have to analyze what effect it is going to have on job creation. And if it results in burdening employers with more regulations or higher taxes, it's not going to keep jobs. It's going to encourage companies like GE, which just put its headquarters of its X-ray business off in China.
Right.
And it didn't get persecuted by the NLRB for doing that.
Right.
We have to see these effects that it's going to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Diana, you want to give us a website that I haven't already mentioned?
You can go to ManhattanInstitute.org, Manhattan-Institute.org,
right.
And everything that I write is on there.
All right, so check that out. Diana, will you come back again? I'd like to talk to you about your Feminist Dilemma book.
Oh, well, that would be great, and I'm having a sequel out to that in January or February called Women's Figures.
I'd love that. Women's Figures.
I could talk about
women's figures. That wouldn't be a problem. Thank you, Diana. We'll see you next time. Diana Furscott-Roth is with us, folks. She'll be back. I will be, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.